how do I find out more about you? Do you have a leader's name? I'd love to find out about that. You don't have a leader's name or nothing for me?
So how? Just our families.
Okay. So how do I find out about what you guys are about? If you guys are biblical, we want to come and know you and be part of you and encourage you. And aren't we supposed to love each other?
That's true, yeah.
Okay, so how would I find out about it?
I don't know. I don't have any information.
Well,
I'll take one of your cards.
Yeah, take one of my cards.
I can't really talk about it.
Yeah, you got one of your men or one of your, I mean, you're a man, but one of the men, one of the leaders would like to call me. I'd like to find out more. What I find in America is most of the religious organizations, whether it's in the buildings or even in the house churches, they're keeping many corrupt ways and they're not keeping the full word of God. So what we do is travel to preach the full counsel of God's word, and Americans hate that. Americans, you know, I'm just preaching the Bible and everybody's telling me how hateful I am. If Jesus or Paul or John the Baptist were here, they'd be saying the same thing. You're hateful. You're telling me to repent. You're telling me I'm going to go to hell. That's hateful. One lady said to me, you're not going to win anybody that way. You got to do it like the churches do. Oh, offer coffee, cake, movies, and easy believism.
Selling of wares in thousands.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, we'd like to know about you guys, and I'd like to talk to somebody and find out, do we have unity, and then, you know, go further than that. What's your name?
Joshua.
I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. I appreciate you coming up. How did you get a card? Did we hand it out to you or something? Oh, good. Yeah, and like I said, we go. I support myself. We do this for free. Our website's free. And basically, we're calling Americans out of the culture. We're calling Americans out of the church system. And sadly, I have to say, we're calling most Americans out. I'll just say it. I don't know of a biblical house church.
How can I help you?
If you say that's crazy, show me one. Because people say, I don't know one in a building, and people go, that's crazy, and I go, show me one. And they name one. One guy just named one. Kansas City Church. Kansas City Bible Church. I said, they keep Christmas and Easter. Yeah. I said, those are pagan holidays. I said, you're not biblical. Done. Next.
Also, yes, but then again, I would say we all, we strive for that perfection, but you have to walk in love. Meaning everyone has, you can pick at someone who says that they celebrate Christmas, and you're 100% right, and I've done that. But
pick at, or if they're claiming Christ, are we supposed to call them out of their sin?
We love you in the Lord.
Correct.
What if they were homosexual?
Our email's on there. Check out our website.
Yes.
Our email's on there. Check out our website. Send us an email.
What if they were drunk? Pagan holiday. There you go. So don't tell me I shouldn't, if you are saying that, don't tell me I shouldn't call them out of that. Say we should call. See, we're supposed to judge the body. You should judge me, and I should judge you. I'm not judging the world. But when somebody comes up and goes, I know Christ, and I go, you do? How long? And the guy goes, 10 years. And I go, you've known Christ for 10 years? Yeah, I've known Christ for 10 years. And so I start talking to him. Yeah, I still keep Christmas. I keep Easter. Good Friday's a lie. Good Friday's a lie. Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. You can't get that from Friday night to Sunday morning. And I say worldliness. He's got a Green Bay Packers shirt on. I said, Green Bay Packers of God? Well, I don't know. I said, isn't this our temple? Aren't we supposed to dress our temple in holiness according to what God ordained? The Packers have anything to do with God? No, in fact, they're Antichrist. In fact, the Packers support LGBTQRXYZ. So how can this so be careful what you're saying there, because that's how the churches have become corrupted. That's why I don't know about biblical church or biblical house church, because everybody says, oh, be careful, because we all have those things. Well, if I have sin in my life, you know what I want? I want you or one of your men to draw close to me, show me my sin, prove it to me in the Word of God, and I'll repent of it and get rid of it. My question is, well, who are you guys?
We also want the Holy Spirit to lead you.
Right. But the Holy Spirit always leads us to where? And also to the... We got the Father, Holy Spirit, the Son is the Word. Holy Spirit always takes us to the Word. It always takes us to the Word. So if your life and my life doesn't match up to the Word, we got to repent and get to the Word. So just walking in the Spirit, I get that a lot too. Oh, I just walk in the Spirit. And I go, you walk in the Spirit. Does the Spirit match the Word of God in your life? They go, what? Because there's a lot of false spirits. There's a lot of false Jesus. There's a lot of false gospels. There's a lot of false churchianity. And so that's what I'm telling you. If you go to my website, don'tperish.com, it would greatly encourage you when you would see what I'm telling you, all of these things that people are doing. And Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. One lie keeps you outside of the kingdom of God. Revelation 22, 14, 15. One lie. It says whoever loves and practices.
Whoever's a liar practices that.
So Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. Those are practicing lies.
Yes,
so these are critical and important. And that's why I don't know of any really. Now, I know saints scattered all over the world that are true biblical saints. Don't get me wrong. I know there's true saints out there. Well, not perfect person, but we can be perfect in our doctrine. You're flesh will always wrestle with, so will I. We can be perfect in doctrine. Get rid of Christmas, get rid of Easter, get rid of Good Friday, get rid of all the doctrine sins, preach the biblical gospel, and your doctrine's perfect. So you can be perfect in doctrine. It's your flesh that you'll always wrestle with. And whenever you wrestle with your flesh, you know what you have to do? You don't just say, well, we're all imperfect. What do you do? What do you do with your flesh when it rises up?
Like a gospel card. But if you know how we can help you, our email's on there. Check out our
website. The Bible says stop. Flee from sin. Flee from all of that. So be careful. It sounds like if you're like your house church, they have kind of a softer approach on sin and truth. And Jesus didn't have that. Jesus said flee. The Bible says, his word is in the Bible. Flee from the wrath of God that's coming. It says that God hates all workers of iniquity. You know the Bible says that? The only love that God ever showed for the world, what is it? The love that God showed for the world is Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. And if people miss that, what he did, and being in him, there is no love of God. There's no love of God coming on Judgment Day. 2 Thessalonians says he's coming with flaming fire to destroy. That's not love of God. That's the wrath of God. So you're either going to get the wrath of God or the love of God. And most people here, look around, most people are going to suffer the wrath of God. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. And that word few in the English means puny. A puny number. 8 got on the ark, 3 came out of Sodom and Gomorrah, 2 men out of 600,000 entered the Holy Land. That's few. That's few. So you must, if the fruit of the Holy Spirit's in you, I'm not saying it's not, if the fruit of the Holy Spirit's in you, the evidence of that is you're a tree. What's your fruit? How do you dress? How do you act? What do you associate with? What's your standard? How do you hate every false way? Psalm 119, 104. We're to hate every false way.
Be curious.
If you don't hate every false way, you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? I love you, man. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to go deeper with you. And my challenge is this. If you can show me anything I got wrong on my website and my doctrine, and you men can show me, I'll take it to brothers. And if I got it wrong, I'll publicly repent on my website. What will you guys do if I can show you? You can't unite to you because of this, that, or the other. What will you guys do? And if you won't repent, that's why we can't unite to people, because they stay in sin. The Bible does call us hypocrites and temple sheep. They probably don't teach you that in house church. It does tell us how to dress our temples. Way back in Genesis 3, God actually killed an animal, shed the archetype, shed blood, first shedding of blood, put us in tunic like garments. Nobody has to live in the makes sense. Culture's got away from it. People dress lascivious, and even in certain cultures, like the United Anabaptists, we never wear. But in the Anabaptist cultures, the women were dressed as a head cover. My wife's head cover has actually biblical culture.
I don't
want to
consume myself.
The men still walk around in tight pants and showing their bodies off. And so that full form of truth starts with. And if that transformation hasn't taken place, he said, I'm not saying you're lost time, it just means you got to keep going. And you got to strive in all of that to be holy before God. And if you know of any sin that you're holding to, that you keep it, you go. And you do it. You got to release it, because Hebrews 10:26 says there's no forgiveness for willful sin. So if you go, man, I ain't going to trust that guy, or I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to lose that, you're holding on to sin.
Send him an email. You've got to give him
his phone number.
Thank you for stopping.
And even if your whole house church system says, we're not doing that, you go, I see it in the Word of God. You must forsake them and follow Christ. Otherwise, aren't they your idol? Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, or I love find you. One that's like,
I'm sorry?
Or find someone that's like-minded.
Yeah, and right. find somebody that's like-minded in the Scriptures. I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, you got to find somebody like-minded in the Scriptures, keeping all the doctrines of God. And most places are corrupt because they've decided to compromise to get numbers of people.
Over generations, they've twisted.
Well, yeah, just look at America. 250 years of denominational religion. Look at America. It's Sodom.
Yeah.
This is Sodom and Gomorrah. Did you get a gospel card?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool. Let me know if I can ever help you in the faith.
You.
Yeah, let me know. Check out our website, right, for free. Lots of resources to help you.